Folks, I have to tell you, as a remodeler here in Arizona, the growing demand for multi-generational housing on the same property has led us to do a lot of researching into the manufactured housing industry and how it can fulfill that demand. And I have to tell you, Jennifer and I lived in a manufactured house in the early 80s. And when I went back and looked at them just 2 years ago, I was pleasantly surprised what I saw. With manufacturers right here in Arizona, you can truly shop local, look at the floor plans, look at the finishes and touch them, walk through them. I was surprised at the price. They were delivering these finished manufacturers' homes for less than half of what I could build a casita for in somebody's backyard. And then the speed and efficiency of the whole process was impressive. You just schedule what day do you want your house delivered. You don't have to listen to the concrete, the framing, and the drywall crew showing up at 5 o'clock in the morning in your backyard for 4 months. So in all of this discovery, we found the manufactured housing industry of Arizona. And I'd like to bring in the president, Mr. Ken Anderson, just to kind of open our eyes as to what manufactured housing really is. Mr. Anderson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Rosie. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you. I've listened to you for many years, and I've always enjoyed your candor. You have a very trustworthy message to the community out. You know, people doing work at the home or home builders or remodelers, I think it's a great program that you offer. Our industry in Arizona, a little under 200 members, and we represent the manufacturers, the retailers, the lenders, the installers, and the transporters. So we basically cover the entire process of purchasing and delivering and installing a manufactured home.
And I think the term manufactured home kind of gets used interchangeably with mobile home and modular home. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference?
Yes, Rosie, the original products were called mobile homes. And up until June of 1976, they were built to a much lesser building code called the ANSI, American National Standards Institute. And that's the same code that builds travel trailers and many park models as well. The federal government, in 1976, they established a HUD building code, which was a much higher standard, and it addressed everything in the home, the electrical, the plumbing, size of the rooms, the entire structure, roof loads, the insulation. And the advantage that the HUD code offered the industry was, because it's a federal building code, we could ship from state to state, which is not possible with modular homes. Modular homes are built to the IRC, International Residential Code. Generally speaking, each state has adopted different codes, kind of precludes moving modular homes from state to state. So the modular homes built to the IRC code generally stay in state.
I was surprised when we were helping a family who wanted to move their mom onto their property, and they wanted me to build a casita in their backyard. And I said, well, I can do that, but I think you ought to go down and take a look at some of these models and see if we just can't find something to drop in your backyard. It was amazing to me. I mean, they found the floor plan they wanted in less than a half hour and said, we could have this at your house built with your finishes in 3 months. Boom, delivered. And all you have to do is get it connected. So, and then in visiting with them, I don't know, I was just naive. I thought the majority of manufactured homes were residing in manufactured home parks. But the person that sold us this unit said, no, 80% of what we sell go direct to a individual home site. That surprised me.
Yeah, and that's evolved over the years, Rosie, in that traditionally, when they were building single-section mobile homes, they tended to go into rental communities. But the new manufactured home, I think the percentages are about 65% go on private property, 35% go into communities now.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, it offers so many convenient options to our old-fashioned, inefficient, expensive way of custom and semi-custom building everything out on site. Now, we have the Registrar of Contractors kind of as our overriding police department. The manufactured housing industry as well has kind of a policing agency, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's called the Department of Housing, the Office of Manufactured Housing, and they oversee essentially the entire industry. They license our retailers, our manufacturers, our installers, and they physically inspect every house while it's being built in the factory. They physically inspect every home as it's being installed and as it's completed before occupancy. Now, we have a good watchdog, a number of inspectors throughout the state, and sometimes we have to wait a few days to get an inspection. There are some agencies within the state that also do inspections called IGAs.
And when I would put a unit into a park, what would be my protections of that park? I actually know of a story where when the 202 came through Mesa, there were several parks that had to be condemned and closed up to make way for the 202. What is a resident is my protection against my address? What are my protections there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And in the 1980s, the industry, in concert with the state legislature, developed the Landlord-Tenant Act. And basically, the landlord and the tenants have obligations to each other. And in the event of a park closure, for example, like with 101 coming through, or rent increases that are higher than 10%, or changing of an age restriction, the consumer has the right then to move the home and access funds from the relocation fund, which allows them to move their home within a 100-mile radius.
Interesting.
And recover, if not all, most of the expense of moving that home.
And these manufactured homes now are eligible for conventional mortgages, HUD mortgages, VA mortgages, FHA mortgages, just like a standard house.
Yes, and we have actually a new product pushed by both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that, very much like a site-built home, has all the features of a site-built home, including the exterior elevation. And we have, as a result of that, the same financing that site builders have. Same down payment, the same closing costs. Right down the line, we have the exact same program available as home builders.
Well, and I had the opportunity of actually working inside a manufactured home plant right after high school back in the 70s down in South Louisiana. And I tell you, when your studs come rolling out on an assembly line or clamped exactly in place and you've got the nail gun and you're sinking three, boom, 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 boom. I mean, it is so exact. And people ask me, are they well built? I said, I promise you, they're better well built in that factory than we can ever build them out on the site. They are well built units.
I think Henry Ford figured that out well before we did. The other thing, Rosie, that's impressive is that it's built in a controlled atmosphere. There's cooling in the buildings. There's protection from the rain. The materials are protected. It goes down a production line, and you get a much finer product as a result.
Well, Mr. Anderson, I can't thank you enough, as president of the Manufactured Housing Industry of Arizona, of taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and give us a little bit of education on your particular industry. From me, my family, and all of our listeners, I'd just like to say thanks a million.
Well, thank you, Rosie. I very much appreciate being involved.